Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yo, it's the Shepherd and Bella Show. What's up? How are y'all doing today? Well, there was a 4.8 magnitude earthquake which struck the Tri-Cities area today. It's the most significant event in New Jersey since 1984. Lots of shaking going on in the area. I got contacted from people in the area, and they said it was definitely the biggest that they've ever felt in possibly their whole life or in years. So people are talking about this, but I've already predicted that with the planetary alignment on previous shows and the upcoming solar eclipse that we were going to be expecting earthquakes and a lot more around the world, and also possibly around the country. So it's just fascinating. Dutch Sense also made a prediction on this, and he nailed it on the head. I think he had forecast the earthquake event on his stream, and he's very accurate at that, and a good source for that type of information. You know, Sean Diddy Combs is back in the news, and we'll be talking about this as well. But his son is now accused of sex assault in a lawsuit that also names Diddy. So we'll be covering that here in a bit. This earthquake shook the East Coast. This is out of NBCnews.com. An earthquake struck the East Coast of the United States on Friday morning, according to the United States Geological Survey, causing buildings to shake and rattle, and rattling nerves from Maryland to Maine. So, you know, just some basic information in here. They show the epicenter of this quake, which happens to be Donald Trump's golf club, according to a Twitter post, which we'll take a look at. It says, just below the Trump golf course in New Jersey, the tweet says, "Very amazing to see this proof of a, quote, earthquake weapon." They're claiming that that is a directed energy weapon right there, attack. So we're live on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and Twitch, also a few other platforms. So check it out. Also, don't forget to support the broadcast, guys. I got to get all the bills paid to even keep this thing going. I just now turned off the IntelliHub news site that Google had banned. They banned the title tags to all of my articles, and I think this was a previous ban from before during the COVID era. And when I fired the site back up, it was still doing that. And it's not a technical issue. So I'm starting a whole new domain. I've already purchased the domain. I'm going to build a whole new website, but I just spent 200 hours on that other one. So any support's greatly appreciated. If you guys want to have an awesome news source, it's all going to be state of the art, a whole new theme. They're saying this Earthquake was a 4.8. At first, there was reports that it was a 5.1. And I think it got downgraded to a 4.8. A water main had broke earlier in New York in one of the high-rise buildings. And that was causing some issues. And then, you know, speaking of the New Madrid fault, you know, the Navy's doomsday map right here also matches up with the path of totality. It shows California and the West Coast underwater. And a lot of people are worried about the solar eclipse. Look, just yesterday, 6.3 magnitude earthquake hits near East Coast of Japan. This is a 6.3. This is just one day after a 7.4 magnitude quake hit Taiwan. All right. So things are happening. This planetary alignment, as I predicted, would cause major problems, major strain on our planet, on our interplanetary magnetic field lines. And it's just tugging the Earth around like a little ball on the end of a string. Okay. And so, you know, there's that Navy map right there. Take a look at that. You know, is this going to be the future of America, where the country's divided? Is this some battle plan? Is this naturally occurring? You know, Africa is currently splitting in half into two pieces. Why not this? We got open lines, 262-891-0070. If you want to call in, the number's down in the description as well and on screen. 262-891-0070. And, you know, lately this whole Sean Diddy Combs thing is just getting out of control. Now, a private investigator that works for Diddy is going around virtually threatening TikTokers to remove their content from the web, which I find somewhat fascinating that this is going on. And now with this new lawsuit, Sean Diddy Combs he's already subject to a sex trafficking investigation. They've already checked his West Coast residence and his Miami residence. And now this allegation is the latest in a wave of lawsuits. Right now, Combs is 54 years old. He's been running what appears to be body doubles out and about in the public. I've tweeted about it. And I'll be doing more and more shows on it. We'll be doing full-on analysis of the old Diddy versus the new Diddy, the body doubles they're running, some photoshopping. And we got to wonder, is Diddy on the run or is he a federal agent? And they are photoshopping and manipulating his whereabouts, much like how Jeffrey Epstein is still alive, but they claim he's dead. So a lot of people suspect that Sean Puffy Combs is a federal agent and has been working with law enforcement. It's even in court documents that he was once an FBI informant. His bodyguard, Gene Deal, his former bodyguard, has stated that Sean Combs was going down to the FBI building on a regular basis, supplying them with paperwork back in the day. And right now, currently, Christian Combs, Sean's son, is accused of sexual assault, sexual harassment, and infliction of emotional distress in a lawsuit. Combs is being sued for premises liability as the person who chartered the yacht and aiding and abetting his son in the alleged assault. Like father, like son. So in the yacht studio, on her suit, this lady alleges that Christian Combs drugged and sexually assaulted her. She included transcriptions of audio clips that she states are evidence of her denying his advances as he gropes her. The suit states that the clips were recorded by the producer in the studio. So at the time of this assault, this lady was 25 years old, and I guess she was on this yacht that night or day, and all this was taking place. So this just adds to the plethora of problems that Sean Puffy Combs has currently with all these lawsuits and allegations. Guys, this is the Shepherd Ambella Show. Don't forget to support the broadcast. Also, don't forget to hit the like button. That's what causes it to go from a low amount of viewers to a lot more live viewers. Let's all take the time to do that right now. Please hit the like button. Everyone, hit it. Hey, I see you. You're not hitting it yet. Hit that. Hit the like button. So, Puffy has been known to have these crazy parties. He's been seen on television even groping Mike Tyson. And he appears to be using body doubles to divert the feds. It's unknown if the feds are in on this. Now, Jay-Z's going to be the next to go down. This is an open line show, guys. 262-891-0070. If you want to go in the chat, do it on YouTube. Go to the Shepherd Ambellus YouTube channel. Join everyone in the chat. I want to say thanks to the mods and everyone else. And guys, don't forget, you got to support this show if you like it, because I get virtually zero money anywhere else for the show because I'm so banned. That's why I'm trying to start the new website, and I'll be spending all this time. And it's going to be an awesome website. The theme is going to be state of the art. It might be one of the nicest news websites out there. So you guys will get to see that here in a couple of weeks. That will all launch with all new social media and everything brand new from scratch. So if you want to support the build of that or throw down on it so humanity can have some nice real news for once and a nice website, that will be great. The link's in the description. So we talked about the new Madrid fault line opening up, and I don't know what's going to go on during the solar eclipse, but I know they're acting weird. Now, there was a video out in which the lady was claiming that we absolutely cannot be having a solar eclipse from the moon being in front of the sun. It has to be from something else, maybe like Planet X or something. She didn't say that. But because she said we're in Libra right now in the sky. And according to her, and I didn't check on all this, but according to her, it would be impossible for this eclipse to be real. Are they faking us out? Are they going to, what are they doing? Why the states of emergency in every state? Why are they canceling schools everywhere? Guys, it is suspicious, you know? I want to hear some callers and what you think. Like, why do you think they would cancel the schools? I mean, when I was in school, we used to go watch those eclipses. Why would everyone be scared of an eclipse now? What would be the difference? Could this be the second coming of Christ, the return of the Nephilim, the blue Kachina? Could it be the double comet, what they're calling the double comet, as to throw people off? Could that be the blue Kachina? Could this be the prelude to what is to come, the destroyer? We see NASA naming their mission that they're firing the rockets at the solar eclipse. They're naming it Apophis, just like the killer asteroid. You know, what is going on? Whew. Crazy stuff. Yeah, if you guys want to go on and see.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
My exclusive shows that don't, they are only for members. You can see the Intel Hub exclusive on Subscribestar.com/Shep by becoming a member. It's real simple. Subscribestar.com/Shep. It also gets you access to other exclusive content and all my films for free over there. And the films are very good because they're panning out to be spot on. And it was like I was extremely ahead of my time, apparently, or something. I somehow was all over this. Later on today, I'm going to be on Crowdsource the Truth with John Cullen and Jason Goodman this evening. And we're going to be talking about Planet X in detail, my film. And, you know, I came out, I was talking about asteroids and Planet X years ago on the broadcast. And since then, there's been a lot of progression. And we can clearly see that something's going on and there is a perturber in our planetary in our solar system. So interesting stuff. You know, is Fukushima going to go? Are these other nuclear plants going to go if we keep having earthquakes? I don't know. You know, and guys, you can always email me with news tips or call. And don't forget to like and subscribe. That helps the channel out a lot, just due to the algorithms and how everything works. That is a good way to help the show out. And, you know, so I'll be back on later, guys. No one wants to chime in right now, I guess. I'll be back on later with, I just wanted to give this update on the earthquakes because it all is fitting, right? Like this is, you know, there were these plasma streams in the sky. It's like that movie, Don't Look Up, but Melancholia, I think it was. That film, there was like these atmospheric alterations going on, like plasma in the atmosphere was streaking through the sky, and people are starting to notice that. I've seen multiple videos lately. This is beyond unreal that all of that would match up like that. And I wanted to thank Steven for the Cash App $20 support for the new website and to keep this show on. So thank you. What's up, caller? You're on the air. This is Shepard. Where are you from? What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. What's up, caller?
You're on the air.
Hi, Shepard. Julie from home.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I was Julie from Hollister, California.
Oh no, it cut out. Julie, call back if you can. You're gonna have to turn your TV down in the background too. I was hearing some sort of interference though. I don't know, I think I hit the wrong button, guys. Julie, if you want to call back, you can. Just turn your sound down in the background. if you come back on. Yeah, so hello? Hello. Oh, you're back. Okay. Yeah, can I get you to turn your sound down in the background?
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Hi, Julie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Hey, so, you know, this Planet X thing, I remember this day you were talking about with Crowdsource.
Yeah.
And Jason Goodman.
Yeah.
Because I had started during, well, looking at these cams, you know, mostly a lot of them in Mexico.
Yeah.
And have, what is that black ball that's in the sky? I mean, it looks like a planet. Some people call it a sun simulator.
Yeah, you know, I've caught in photographs what appears to be some type of like hexagonal structure, and there's people trying to figure out, you know, could this be like a camera sensor? Could it be in the sky? But if you look up the patents for cloaking a planet or the cloaking of planets, yeah. They actually have cloaking patents on that, and part of that system, it looks like a massive hexagon or something when you look up some of these cloaking systems.
Okay. Because when you see it like on a cam, a live cam, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever look at those webcams in Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they've adjusted a lot of the cams from where it used to be, where you can see it, but there, you can still see it in the San Luis Potosi cam in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only place I've been able to see it again. But it actually has a shadow. I have thousands of pictures of this. I even have video of this thing coming out of a cloud and going back in.
Really, oh, weird. Now, do you think that they're hiding like Planet X maybe or something? You know what?
I think so. I think that, well, because there's a Planet X channel. I'm not sure how reliable it is, but he has really explains that simulator thing, like how they like beam light onto something to like, and then the chemtrails kind of blow it out so you can't see.
Yeah.
You know, and so if I've been looking at the sky and doing this, a lot of people think I'm crazy.
Well, I mean, it sounds crazy, but it does sound crazy. But there's patents on this stuff. I mean, people can go look it up. You know, they've written articles on this, how to cloak a planet, you know, and
I really do think they are hiding something. I really do believe this. I believe it. I really believe it. And you know, I mean, Florida, you can see a lot of stuff in Florida too in the afternoon. Like it's cloaked, but if you have the eye for it, there's a perfectly blue sky. Well, of course, there's always the chemtrail haze, but you can see the outline of something round and stuff a lot of times by the sun. You know, I do have lots of pictures of this stuff, but I have pictures of that thing having an actual shadow down in the on the ground, that sun simulator thing. So it's weird how no one talks about it, you know.
Well, and, you know, I found a some documentation on it, and one of these systems, and it's talking about the transit method to cloak a planet, and it's says this is the most successful planet discovery characterization tool at our disposal. It says other advanced civilizations would surely be aware of this technique and would appreciate that their home planet's existence and habitability is essentially broadcast to all stars lying along their ecliptic plane. We suggest that advanced civilizations could cloak their presence or deliberately broadcast it. So they're saying you could either deliberately broadcast your planet or cloak it to other people. But there's also like a sun simulator. The Chinese claim to have launched an artificial sun. People think that there's a sun simulator up there. And, you know, that's interesting too, because What if we were going to go into some sort of period of darkness like they've talked about because Planet X moves in, like say 3 days or more, and maybe they're scared the Earth would freeze and they're going to try and fire up some artificial sun or something.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you is why do they want to hide this? What's the deal behind that, you know? And then also, you know, it bothers the shit out of me when I look at the sun. It does not look like the sun.
Yeah, I think, does it look whiter? Yeah, it looks a little different lately. I've noticed that as well.
In some places it's a huge white ball. Huge, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, what the hell is that? It really bothers me. Like, where did the sun go? What's going on? So, yeah, I remember that day because I used to follow Jason Goodman a lot. I was one of his first, you know, people watch when he first started. And he's a great guy. So I remember that day because I was so happy someone else was talking about that Planet X.
Absolutely. I'll be on later tonight talking about that as well. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, my mom lives in Waco where she's line of totality right in the middle where she's got
is there any people coming in there? Did you hear?
Oh, yeah, they're shutting the shit down because it's only because there's so many people coming so they can safely navigate, you know what I mean?
Right.
But what is this about? You know, I said, you know, I'm kind of concerned now. I'm just waiting for NASA to pull some false flag, and all of a sudden here NASA's going to put up rockets. What the hell is that about?
Well, you know, they're claiming they're going to fire it at the shadow of the eclipse to monitor air patterns in the atmosphere and an atmospheric perturber. But they've named the mission Apophis, like that big asteroid. And if you think about it, the path of totality in a weird way seems like it could be almost be like some asteroid strike zone or something, like they're preparing first responders, you know, special teams. They got biological, radiological, nuclear teams. It's just really weird. The military, all the special orders, you know, in advance, and then the schools being, you know, they're letting the schools out.
Yeah. My mom, because I've been really nervous about it, but my mom, she's like, it's just because there's so many people coming from all over the world. Like, people are renting their backyard space out. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
People camp on. But so I'm trying, and guess what? It's my birthday Monday, too.
Oh, happy birthday. Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, great.
That's good to hear.
What was I going to say? So, you know what I'm thinking? I don't know. I was just thinking that might be the day that they try to do that. What they call the lockdown? What's it called?
Oh, the law. Right.
Well, you know. So.
Well, they'll have people out. I heard they'll have sprayer airplanes out as well. Some guy was like tracking them and talking about it. I didn't check into it myself, but I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, I wonder if they're going to try to block the view of whatever.
I'll tell you, it's been raining in California very unusually, like just dumping it. And I just don't trust any of the weather stuff. In fact, I've got this new book on too that really has some good information in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Under an Ionized Sky.
Oh, wow. That sounds interesting. Is it talking about the HAARP and the nanoparticles and all that?
It talks about a lot of stuff, about scalar waves and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The directed energy. Yeah. I haven't read the whole book, but it's got a lot of stuff on it.
Yeah. The Russians really cool. were doing the scalar back in the 1950s.
Yeah. It's really crazy out there. I just wondered when we're going to have our sun back, you know. And Bill Gates, wasn't he saying something like he's going to block the sun or some crap a while back?
Oh, yeah, they'll do anything, especially, you know, they don't want us to get vitamin D as well.
Yeah, I've got two jars of it.
Nice. That's smart. That's smart. Well, I guess I'll go to, I'll get out of here for the day, guys. I got a few errands to run, and I'll be back on later with John Cullen and Jason Goodman. We're going to do a Planet X special.
Bye, Steph. Thank you for your good work.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome call. I appreciate it. That was a good call. So I'm going to get out of here. Thanks to everyone in chat. Guys, thank you. If you can make a contribution, please do. Now's the time. I appreciate all of you. So that's it for today. I'll see you later this evening. Guys, like, hit the like button, subscribe, hit the bell. Do it. Do it.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.